Real Estate Hour, the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, heard every Sunday morning right here on KSRO for over 35 years. Hosted by Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, local realtors with local real estate experience, bringing you market updates, industry insights, and tips for home buyers and sellers, plus community information and local guests. The Norman Home Team, a mother-daughter real estate team with Keller Williams Realty Wine Country. DRE license number 01720334 and 0220-9237. And now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Sunday.
Good morning. Good
Thanks
morning.
For tuning in this morning on this rainy Sunday.
Yeah, it's rainy. It was such a beautiful last couple
I
of days.
Know.
Boy, got to remember why we love it here in Sonoma County. It's really pretty days out. And the snow-capped mountains. And that's always fun. We live off of Fulton Road. So when you pull out onto Fulton, and it's like, you know, there's the mountains,
right there.
the geysers. And
that was pretty.
It's a really pretty mm-hmm. view, yeah. And we don't see and, it very often.
And not to mention the great light show we had Tuesday morning.
Oh, that yeah, gosh, that awesome. Seems like such
oh
a long
gosh,
time ago.
Yeah.
Boy, I didn't see much light, but wow, I felt like I had so many people said, was that an earthquake? It's like, no, that was thunder.
That
like,
was thunder.
We don't get around here.
Yeah.
Boy, and apparently I missed the first. There were like three really big ones. Mm. And
wow.
I did. I sleep like a rock sometimes. And
yeah.
I was already awake, and I heard the first rumble, and I thought, uh-oh. But that was about the loudest thunderstorm.
It was.
They didn't hear it in Cloverdale.
Really? Wow. Oh, it came in. Well, because I have a friend in Casadero, and she said it at like 4:30. It hit them, and so it came in from the coast and then came this way, and then there were people that were you know, further down and off in the East Bay that heard it and felt it later. So it was definitely making kind of a diagonal pass across.
The rain woke me up before the thunder did. It was loud. It was pouring.
That was a lot. So I have one of my core memories and first memories of when we lived in, so I was born in San Francisco, but then we moved when I was two to Reno. And from 2 to 5, we were in Reno and then moved back here to move to Terrelin, and the rest is history. But anyway, one of these memories that I have somewhere between 2 and 5 is sitting on our back porch in Reno at night watching the thunder and lightning. And we lived where there was a good view off to, for my memory serves, there was a view. And those are the kind of thunderstorms that happen all the time, but they don't happen here, you know,
yeah.
So. Where a lot of people are just really scared by thunder. I love the thunder and lightning, and I think it kind of brings me back. We used to sit there and watch.
I just don't love when the power goes out from it.
Yeah.
Our power went out for
a brief second.
Went out for a little bit, and then it came right
That was
back
with
on.
The first one, I think.
Yeah.
I know, because, Stephanie's down the hall from me, and I said, oh, my gosh, something about that. I'm all, wow, that was big or something. She's all, did you not hear the first one? And the power went out. I'm all, no, I slept through all that. Even the dogs, they didn't really care. But
that is awesome.
I don't know, because I love thunder, and I'm like, love it. Just, gosh, the massive, you know, force of and awesomeness of nature. And
it's pretty cool.
It's very cool to me. But anyway, so
well, I
thank
will
you,
say,
Mother Nature.
I was already up, so... It just snuck, and once it hit, I was supposed to go to work in about 15 minutes. I text my boss and a couple other people at work and say, I'm not leaving until this thing plays through, because it would have been dangerous driving.
Oh,
no
yeah.
Doubt
oh,
about
yeah.
It.
Definitely. Probably a good idea to wait it out.
Right. I know.
And then what? We had an earthquake. There was an earthquake.
Yesterday morning, there was an earthquake. I was sitting
I
on the couch at 9:30 on my computer.
As close
and
to us as
And I saw, saw an alert.
Or something.
It was a Cobb.
A Cobb, yes.
Yeah.
Way off.
So closer than Humboldt. But yeah, it was, you know, by the geysers, I think.
Yeah.
We get
normal stuff.
I know, in here, it's an earthquake, you know, and people, you know.
I was like, dang it, I missed it.
I know. Well, and then there's, you know, a lot of times we have clients that come from out of the area, and that's one thing they're, you know, I've had clients in the past that live in the areas of the country where there's, you know, hurricanes or there's tornadoes, you know, and that to them, they're like, oh, yeah, it happens, you know. With us, we're like, oh, my God, the tornadoes and the hurricanes. But they come to California and they're all, oh, my gosh, I'm so afraid of the earthquakes. And what if this house falls over, you know, and what if, and they're, you know, as buyers looking really harder at the structural integrity of a building, especially if it's on a hillside, mm-hmm. which is a good idea. But it's just a different way of looking at it. Where, oh, yeah, it was an earthquake. It happens. This house has been here for 100 years. You know, it's fine. Obviously, they should do their own research
it's
and make sure they're comfortable.
For
but
most of us that live
yeah, but it's just, it depends on where you are and what you're used to. So, anyway, so. The Sonoma County weather, we love it, and that's why we pay the big bucks to live here, and part of the reason, anyway. And the mustard is out. I have
pretty.
Next week I'll turn. There's this really postcard I used to send out that had like little fun facts about the mustard how it and really
and then
the reason behind it and all that.
With the jar of mustard, Sonoma County mustard or something. Is it the seeds?
The seeds.
Okay. The mustard seeds.
the pretty yellow flowers everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
the,
yes.
But it is mustard. Yeah. They,
yeah.
They, but I know I did have one year, where I sent out to our referral partners, the agents around the, we kind of send each other little gifts that have to do with things that remind them of where we live. You know, we're here in Sonoma County if you have anyone moving here. But yeah, one year I did a little postcard here about our mustard and the history of it and the mustard flowers out in the fields, and then sent a bottle of mustard that was trying to think. Oh, I think it was Kozlowski Farms.
I think that sounds familiar. Yeah.
Mustard, anyway. So that was fun. But it's pretty to see. We're starting to see that mustard.
Yeah, so pretty.
Anyway, well, we got completely off track. But let's, as per usual.
I know, right?
Per usual.
There's so many things to talk about.
There is. We wait all week to come on here and talk to y'all. So a couple of things we wanted to mention, what we're going to talk about today. We are at 9:30. Amanda Hager with Task Mortgage is calling in just briefly to kind of talk about our workshop that we have coming up, our Norman Home Team Learning Series workshop. We've been putting together different workshops, and we had our 1031 exchange with Russell Marsan, which was a really good information. He's actually coming back to do a presentation to our office as well, to all of our agents, because I think the more agents know, mm-hmm. realtors know
really
about 1031 exchange, it's better. So we asked him, hey, can you come back and do this for our agents as well? But anyway, so this Tuesday, we're doing our home buyer strategies workshop, which is primarily for first-time buyers. But really, if you just need a refresher course, you haven't bought a house in a while, you live in your house, but maybe you're thinking of selling and buying, or you're just curious, mm-hmm. or you just want to come say hi. We're happy to have you. We're going to feed you. We're going to have a raffle prize. We're going to have Amanda Hager talking all about the different options for first-time buyers as far as different loans, different down payment assistance programs. There's a couple of grant programs available. So she's going to talk all about that at our workshop, but we're going to talk a little bit with her about what to expect if you sign up for it. It's a free workshop. It's no pressure. We're not going to make you sign up for anything except for the workshop so that we know you're coming. We can make sure we have a seat for you and some food available. So.
And if you're wanting to sign up, we have the event posted on I think we have it on the Real Estate Hour. We also have it on our Facebook.
We have it everywhere.
Yes,
but
just click on Norman Home Team, or you can go to our website. We have it there.
Yeah, normanhometeamwinecountry.com. Our calendar of events is right there, and it's on there. You can click in, and it'll take you to the link for the Eventbrite. We're just asking people to sign up through Eventbrite, or if you see the Facebook event, just say, yes, I'm coming. Just so we know that we can have enough food. And
if you can't find the event, just text us 707-799-3617 so that we know you're going.
Yes, and that way we'll see, you'll see where it's going to be. It's at our offices on Mendocino Ave, but the full address and information and time, it's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the 24th, which is this Tuesday. But anyway, Amanda's going to come on and talk more about that and a little bit about what's happening in the mortgage side of things here at 9:30. And then
before that, we are going to, if we give ourselves enough time.
We will, I promise.
It is Black History Month, and in honor of that, we will be discussing equity in housing and why it matters, along with fair housing and anti-discrimination laws in California. We're also going to talk about this. We're going to do our weekly market update.
Yeah.
And
so
then Amanda Hager will be calling in after that.
All of the things to talk about. And I don't. Oh, it is about time to take a break. Sorry. Sorry. Blank air, dead air on the radio. I was looking for a clock. So it is about that time. Let's take a quick break. We come back. We'll get the numbers out there. And then actually, I want to make sure we have plenty of time to talk about the fair housing and all that. So let's do that first. We'll probably do the numbers after Amanda, because she's going to be on just from 9:30 to about 9:45. So after that, if you really want to hear the numbers, we'll do those at the very last part of the show. And then they're also always on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So you can catch them there as well, or on our YouTube channel. And that is Sonoma County Real Estate Hour on YouTube. So we put that up every week as well. So let's take a quick break. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We are the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to the Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO. This is KSRO, Sonoma County's home of hard-hitting political talk, updated local news throughout the day and online, and variety nights and weekends, like the Kim Komando Show with all things digital, Sundays noon to 3, Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO.
If you're thinking about buying a home this year but aren't sure if the timing is right, you're not alone. With today's home prices, the economy, and all the headlines, it can feel overwhelming.
But here's the truth. Buying a home isn't just about timing the market. It's about whether the time is right for you.
If you have steady income, a clear idea of what fits your budget, and a plan to stay put for a few years, you may be closer than you think.
The right local real estate team and lender can walk you through your options, answer your questions, and help you decide what makes sense now or later. If homeownership is on your radar, let's talk. One simple conversation can bring clarity, confidence, and a plan that works for you.
Reach out to the Norman Home Team for a free, no-obligation conversation. Call or text 707-799-3617. Allison and Stephanie Norman are realtors at Keller Williams Realty Wine Country and hosts of the Real Estate Hour on KSRO. DRE licenses 01720334 and 0220-9237.
Now, back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning. Happy Sunday morning. It is, what is today?
February 22nd.
February 22nd already.
Already. It's crazy. Goes by so fast.
It really does. So heading into March soon. Right. I know they say it's scientifically proven that the time speeds up the older you get. Yeah. although it's all in our mind though, right? Anyway, so we are going to be talking about fair housing, and really, and it's Black History Month. And I think it's important to talk about the history and. You know, I know there's a lot in the world right now. Anyway, we won't go too deep into that, but I think it's important to talk about equity in housing and why the anti-discrimination and fair housing laws are in place and why it matters, really. And it's not, this isn't about DEI and all of that, although it kind of is. It's equity and inclusion. But back in the 1960s, and really there's a longer history than that, but Martin Luther King Jr. was a real huge supporter for equity and housing and access to housing, access to the same opportunities as everybody else, to be able to own a house, to be able to build wealth and generational wealth that you can pass on to your family, your heirs, and for generations. And because there were laws about there were things, and we're going to go deeper into explaining, but there was something called redlining, there was steering, and then there was loan unequal lending. And so Martin Luther King Jr. Was a real, along with a lot of other people, but he was a huge advocate for that. And when he was assassinated, just shortly after that, there was unrest, and there was, you know, rightfully so, but there was a real push through Congress to pass this law that he had been working hard to pass. And it was in part to honor him and in part to kind of settle some of the unrest by, you know, doing something. And so he was assassinated. Dr. King was assassinated on April 4th, 1968. In the days that followed, Congress moved quickly, partly in response to nationwide unrest and partly to honor his work, and passed the Fair Housing Act just 1 week later after his passing. So President Lyndon B. Johnson signed it into law on April 11th, 1968. So this is, I was alive then. Joe, you were alive then. But people like, you know, Stephanie that wasn't, it's hard to, I would imagine, for you to, and even for me, because I was young, I was born in 64.
Well, it's
so
crazy that it wasn't that
it
long
wasn't
ago.
That, like, it wasn't that, yeah. It was in our history now, our present history. It's not this ancient history. It's present history that there was so much discrimination going on in so many things. And then also growing up in California, I don't think we saw it like we saw it in, like they saw it in other places like Alabama and, like, you know, in the South. So to me, just thinking about all of the lack of equity and the discrimination and all of that, it's, anyway, it's hard to imagine that it was in my lifetime. And while as much as things have gotten better, they haven't gotten better in a lot of areas and a lot of things. But one thing that's good that came out of the fight to get equity and get equal rights and all of that is the Fair Housing Act. There are some other acts, other laws that went into place after that in California. So there's federal fair housing laws, and then there's California anti-discrimination and fair housing laws. We probably don't have time to go into all of them, but the Fair Housing Act, it carried forward King's version. The law made it illegal to discriminate in housing based on race, color, religion, or national origin. It later expanded to include sex, disability, and family status. This aligned directly with King's belief that civil rights didn't stop at voting or public spaces. Where you live matters. And really, in short, Martin Luther King fought publicly and persistently for fair housing. His death was a catalyst for the law's passage. And the Fair Housing Act became one of the last major civil rights laws of his era and the last lasting part of his legacy. So a couple things I wanted to talk about. And we don't, you know, these are, you know, very big part of the continuing education and the licensing. You remember that we all do it, and then every 4 years we have to do it again. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's a there's an ethics course that we have to do, I think, every 3 years or every couple of years now that is included in our continuing education, but also part of the Department of Real Estate. So there's the real estate, and then there's Department of Real Estate, and then there's also the National Association of Realtors and the California Association of Realtors. So there's all these things that we have to learn as realtors that we can't do, you know. Yeah. And we talked a little about it, you know, last week with the buyer love letter, and the reason why our attorneys say it's not a great idea is because you could put yourself in a situation, either as a realtor or as the seller, of discriminating against someone because they're in a protected class. That goes back to a lot of what the fair housing and all of that is. But the three things that were really a big thing and really a big way of kind of holding back a whole race of people was redlining. And that is when banks, insurers, and governments refuse loans or charge worse terms, like maybe the interest rate was higher or they had to put more money down, or, you know, there were bigger risks simply because of their race. And that's not okay. And they charge worse terms to people in certain neighborhoods because it was considered to be a neighborhood of minority people. So you can't do that. And it was usually communities of colors based solely on location, not individual credit worthiness. So the redlining is looking at a specific area, and it's called redlining because it was literally a red line drawn around on the map that said, if somebody's buying a home in this neighborhood, they're a higher risk. Their interest rate's going to be higher. It's going to be harder for them to get a loan because they're a higher risk, simply based on that neighborhood. And because it was a neighborhood that was heavy in minorities, usually communities of color. So redlining is illegal. can't do it, don't do it. Neighborhoods were graded on maps. Red areas were labeled risky regardless of who lived there. And residents couldn't get mortgages, home repairs, or business loans because they were in this specific area. The impact of that and why it's important, families were blocked from buying homes. Property values stagnated or declined simply because it was in that redlined area. Mm-hmm. And then generational wealth gaps widened. And that generational wealth is being able to, and that's when we talk about equity and why it's so important, being able to own real estate shouldn't be limited to, you know, the color of your skin or your, you know, class that you're in or whatever. It's, it's, you know, everybody should have equal opportunity to buy a house, build equity, build generational wealth. And so by redlining and all of that, it was holding people back, and it's not allowed, not okay. Steering was another one. What is that? Steering happens when real estate professionals guide buyers or renters towards or away from certain neighborhoods based on race, religion, family status, or other protected traits. Examples, you'd feel more comfortable over here. You know, saying, oh, I think, I don't think you like that neighborhood. You should probably be over here with people that are like you. You know, I mean, gosh, you can't say that. You can't do it. We have to be really careful. And a lot of clients come to us and say, well, we want to be in a safe neighborhood, you know, quote unquote, safe neighborhood. We want to be in a good school area. We don't want to be in, sometimes it's even more blatant than that. We don't want to be in an area where, you know, whatever, put, you know, fill the blank. As realtors, we have to use our own moral compass and our what we're allowed to do and to say, and be really careful with that, so we can serve our clients and give them what they're looking for. But if it's blatantly discriminatory, we have to say, whoa, can't do that. And so that's steering. So we don't want to do that. Things like showing families with kids only certain areas because we don't think they'd want to be in an area where, you know, that there are areas where you can't have kids. There's adult communities, but anyway. So the impact of steering, it reinforces segregation. It limits buyers' choice and opportunity, and it distorts the housing market. Even subtle language or good intentions can count as illegal steering. So we have to be very careful. So you, as the client out there, the buyer or the seller, really need to keep that in mind, too. The laws also apply to you. But professionally, it's a big deal for us. And we have to, you know, if we say, hey, we can't do that, or I don't want to work with you because I don't, you know, we're protecting ourselves. We're protecting our license. Unequal lending occurs. Oh, so the last one is unequal lending. So unequal lending occurs when borrowers with similar financial profiles receive different loan terms or are denied altogether because of race, ethnicity, gender, or neighborhood. Examples, higher interest rates or fees, more documentation required, and fewer loan options offered. The impact to this, again, higher monthly payments, more foreclosures because they're being, you know, their terms are not as good as others. Slower wealth building through homeownership. Again, it's that equity. It's allowing everybody to have the same opportunity and the same right to build equity, build generational wealth through housing. And we push that all the time, how important it is to do that, to buy real estate and build generational wealth. It's not just a safe place to live. It's a place where you can build generational wealth, and being denied that opportunity simply because of who you are, the color of your skin, your, you know, whatever, you know, minority that you are, or protected class that you are, it's not okay. And it's, there's laws against it, and there's moral compass, our own moral compass,
yes,
too.
Yes, definitely.
But anyway, the big picture, it's practices weren't just unfair. They shaped where people could live, what schools their kids attended, and whether families could build wealth. That's why fair housing isn't just a legal issue. It's an economic and social justice issue. So that's our ugly history, you know, and we need to remember it, because if we forget, we'll go back to it. So anyway, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk to Amanda Hagar with Task Mortgage.
Yes.
We'll be right back. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team. See you in a minute.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky in West Palm Beach, Florida overnight.
At 1:30 this morning, the security detail detected that a individual had made his way into the inner perimeter of Mar-a-Lago.
Sheriff Rick Bradshaw describing the moment two Secret Service agents shot and killed a man entering the president's Florida resort. According to police, the man was carrying a gas can and a shotgun when he was confronted by the agents. His motives and his identity remain unknown. President Trump was not on the property at the time. He's in Washington, D.C. this weekend. Blizzard warnings are in effect for more than 35 million Americans, from Virginia all the way up the I-95 corridor to Massachusetts. The entire state of Delaware is under a blizzard warning, the first time that's happened since 2010. Same story in New Jersey, where the last time that state was under a full blizzard warning was all the way back in 1996. Philly and New York could see more than a foot of snow. This is ABC News.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the cold and cloudy overnight, we can look to more clouds and around a 50% chance of intermittent showers to give us daytime highs in the high 50s and low 60s. In the evening, more clouds and just over a 20% chance of showers should leave us with overnight lows in the mid to high 40s. Heavier rainfall is expected tomorrow night. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Now, back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back. We have Amanda Hager on the line.
Yeah, so Amanda, you were, well, she was just on here recently.
She was,
Amanda's
yes.
Is with Task Mortgage, your local lender, your lender for life, Amanda Hager, and... we're going to talk today, and welcome, Amanda. Are you there?
I am.
Oh, there,
hi, thank you.
There you are.
Yay,
welcome back. And thank you again for calling in. We've been talking every week about our upcoming workshop, and that you are hosting it with us. And we wanted to have you come on and just talk a little bit of, kind of about what we're going to be talking about, for one. But you want to tell people that didn't hear you last time kind of who you are and what you do? Joe, did we lose Amanda?
Sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you all. There's a lot of music in the background.
Oh, Joe, there's music in the background. For Amanda, I don't hear it.
I don't know where it's at.
Well, is it? Did you have music playing in her?
No.
Oh, he's trying to figure. Can you hear it? Can you not hear us? Oh, hey, Amanda.
Oh, there you are.
Oh,
hi.
Is that better?
Yes.
Oh, good. Sorry.
Sorry. That's okay.
Technical issues. Good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Wonderful. So I was saying, I don't know if you heard me. So we introduced you and that you're calling in to talk about our upcoming workshop that we're doing together. And
yeah.
We wanted to talk a little bit about that. But for those people that didn't hear you last time you called in, maybe give a brief little introduction to who you are and what you do here in town.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, I'm a local lender. I work out of my office is out of Windsor, California, Task Mortgage and Investments. And I'm my website is yourlender-forlife.com. So we help folks with all types of real estate financing and refinancing. So people that want to look for financing options to purchase residential or commercial property.
Perfect. Thank you. And I know you do all kinds of different loans and work with people who, you know, whatever their real estate mortgage needs are, whether it's refinancing or selling and then buying, or buying first maybe and getting that financing piece in order, and all of those good things. But also you work with first-time buyers, and we want to talk mainly about that today because excuse me, that's what our workshop is about. And so we want to give people a little bit of a insight as to what we're going to be talking about. So why don't you talk a little bit about what some of the things you're seeing, kind of issues or roadblocks, as we've been calling them, to what people, somebody that's a first-time buyer has to overcome, and how you can help them with that.
Absolutely. Yep. Work with a lot of first-time home buyers. We give a lot of education. So people that have the ambition or goal of becoming a homeowner, it's never too early to start with conversation, free consultation. And we'll talk about how we can help them get on a plan to home ownership if it's not now, how they might be able to do so in the future. Biggest hurdles we're seeing is really getting that down payment seems to be kind of the biggest hurdle for most people. There's a lot of great down payment assistance programs. We have a lot of other actionable kind of goals that we can help. We can help our first-time home buyers set so that they can get into that home at some point in the future, including first-time home buyer down payment assistance programs. We can even look at potential help, gift help, or help from borrowing against retirement. These are all some of the things that we'll, of course, go over in the seminar that we're having later this week.
Yeah, perfect. And we're looking forward to that. And we talk to people as you do all the time about the importance of talking to a lender first. And Stephanie, Stephanie works with a lot of the younger because she's in that age group, the millennials. And there seems to be this real pushback, and they're very guarded about, oh, I'm not ready. I don't want to talk to a lender yet. I know I need to do this and I need to do that. I need to pay things down. I'm not ready. I don't want to talk to a lender yet. And we constantly tell people, talk to a lender. So why is it so important to get started early? And maybe if they hear it from a lender, and what we like about you and the people that the lenders here in town that we recommend really aren't pushy. And you especially when we recommend somebody to you, I know that you sit down with them and you'll take the time to go over goals, and what the process is going to look like. And maybe they're not ready now. Maybe they'll be ready in a year. Maybe it's going to be 5 years, but putting that plan in place. So what can you say to that? Like, why it's so important to talk to you ahead of time, even if you're not ready yet?
Right. Because I can really help people save from making costly mistakes and putting themselves maybe even further back and making it that much harder to get into that first home. So people think they're doing the right thing by, maybe paying down a certain item when they should have been looking at paying something else down, or they don't realize how much that new car payment might impact them being able to get a house. And maybe they can get get away with the current car they have for a few more years. Stuff that people just don't really think about. I can help help them understand, how that might impact them now and in the future. So we'll go through a credit profile. We'll do a credit check. It does not impact your credit in any meaningful way. That's a big pushback that we get when, you're allowed to speak with a lender, do a credit check without a meaningful drop in your score. So we'll look at that. Sometimes people don't understand that changing positions at work can impact them. Sometimes in a beneficial way, sometimes not in a beneficial way.
Right.
A lot of people think they need to be, at their place of employment for a long time before they can apply for a loan. That's not always necessarily the case. But if you are, W-2 position and then you decide you want to go out and start your own business, that could impact you. Well, the opposite may not be the case. So these are things that people just don't necessarily understand because they're not looking at it from a lender's point of view, how that might impact their ability to purchase a home sooner versus later. So I can help with that and have their mortgage advisor, any changes that may be coming between the time we work on the original review to when they're ready to purchase, I'll be there to help answer questions that might impact them. They'd say they need to buy that new car because it broke down. They can call me and say, hey, how would this impact me? We haven't bought the house yet. We worked with you on the pre-approval 6 months ago. It's still a goal of ours. Just need to know how that's going to impact. And I would be available at that time, of course.
Were you going to say something?
No, perfect.
Perfect. We all agree.
Yeah.
I think that is such a valuable service. And I get it, but I don't get it. Why people are so guarded against saying, oh, no, we don't need to talk to a lender. You're offering a free service to get them on the path to home ownership.
I think it's just that CLZ's part where they're worried they're going to be forced into buying a house or be bothered with all these calls and emails. Like, hey, are you gonna buy that house?
Right. Or they go, oh, I'll just Google it, you know. Yeah, and just like, so, like right. Everything you just said, so many things people don't think about, you know, like
helpful.
From changing a job, from you know, buying something you shouldn't, or maybe, you know, like you said, hanging on to that car a little bit longer and putting those priorities in place, but knowing which direction to go. I think so many people are just, they think they know what they're doing, so they don't, they think,
and
oh, well, we'll just wait till we're
focus
ready.
Focus on paying all that debt down first, and it's like, well, we could always
talk to Amanda because she can tell you if that's a good idea. But the fact that, you know, and this could go on for like a year or more, you know, just staying in touch with, with your lender, give Amanda a call and say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about doing this. Is this a good idea based on the goals that I have and the things that we talked about? You know, I mean, it's such an awesome service that lenders, and not, you know, not all, some are, you know, some won't spend the time with you, and others do. And you're one of those people, from our experience, that will really sit down and talk with someone. So we appreciate that about
you. Thank you.
So I think it's great. So, we're not going to take a whole lot of time, but I think that kind of covers why, did you have anything else you wanted to add as far as kind of why somebody should, if they're thinking, even just a little twinkle in their eye about, hey, I'd love to be a homeowner someday. You know, anything else you want to add?
I think Stephanie was right. It's the hard, I think they're worried about the hard push, the hard sell. I'm not that person. And honestly, if you can buy a house, you can buy a house, right? We're not going to fabricate something to like all of a sudden you can buy a house if you're just not ready or don't have the ability to do that. You know, it's going to be an honest conversation, and it will help you. I think it helps open a lot of people's eyes when we have that first conversation, because they're using these calculators online. And that calculator didn't include that. Or, the taxes were much less than they actually are going to be. So, you know, it's just, there's a lot of information out there, some of it good, some of it bad. But until you actually sit down with somebody that knows what they're looking at, you might be putting yourself in a position that you didn't intend to. So, you know, I think in a nutshell, we've covered why it's a good idea, if that is a goal of yours.
Yeah, I think so. And
be a homeowner.
Yeah. Right. And so good reason to come to our workshop, right? And come, and Amanda's going to be there to answer any questions. We're going to go over some of the different down payment assistance programs, why, you know, some are better than others, and some are a better fit for other people too, right? Are there, you know, it depends on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there's not a one-size-fits-all solution to that. So
we're
really looking forward to having you. Do you have a minute to talk about or want to kind of update on what's happening with mortgage rates right now? Are they up, down, fluctuating?
That's perfect question, up and down. They're much better than they were a year ago at this time. You know, we have a lot of news coming in, a lot of different news cycles. They're all impacting what is happening to 30-year mortgage rates. Generally speaking, they're a lot more consistent than they were a year ago. You know, we saw in the last couple of weeks the, you know, high fives for 30-year fixed for the right qualified person on a conventional loan. You know, FHA and VA are, of course, a little lower than that. And then any given day, they might fluctuate up into the mid to low sixes, just depending on what's going on in the news cycle. But they're currently at or below historic lows, believe it or not. So I don't think that we're going to see anything earth-shattering the rest of the year. I think they're going to probably hang between 5.5% and 6.5%, just seeing what's going on, because we'd have to have something in the greater economy really be detrimental to see them come down much lower than that.
Yeah.
So if you are looking to buy, now is a really good time to do that. We are seeing a lot of buyer activity. And I do think if we do see rates tick down more to the lower end of that spectrum, we're going to see a lot more strength come back into the market. We're going to maybe start to see, you know, more bidding wars. We're already seeing those on the desirable properties. So now is the time. If it's a goal to chat with someone like me to see if it's within reach.
Yeah, it's a good time. Thank you for that. Yeah. And just the reminder that even though, They're higher than they used to be. The rates are still historically low. I mean, I remember being excited about it coming down to six. You know, when I bought my house, if we want to go to that historical story, I think my rate was like 12, 13%. It was an FHA loan.
Right.
And that was really, you know, the house, the purchase price was much lower, but my interest rate was really high. So it's all relative. But anyway, and you buy for what you can afford right now, what makes sense for you, not necessarily what the rates are, is what I usually tell people.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
always renegotiate that later if they come down.
Yeah. Definitely. Right. Yeah. So just, knowing what to do and putting a plan in place and all of that, you can do that at our workshop coming up here Tuesday evening. Amanda's going to be there with us from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And it's at our offices at Keller Williams Realty on Mendocino Ave. you can go to our Facebook page, Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. There's a link there to just let us know you're coming, and we'll give you all the information on how to get there.
Yes.
We're going to feed you all, and if you come, if you show up. If you don't show up, we're not going to feed you. So, you know.
We're going to do a raffle.
And we're going to have a raffle. We're going to have all kinds of fun.
We're going to do a raffle as well.
Oh, good, good. So, yeah, all kinds of good information. We hope you can make it. Amanda, thank you so much for all your good information as usual.
Yes, thank you so much. Looking forward to Tuesday.
Welcome, lady.
All righty. Thanks so much. If somebody wants to give you a call ahead of time, what's a good number to reach you?
Yes, cell phone is best. That's 707-483-5860. Again, that's 707-483-5860. Thanks,
perfect.
Lady.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Okay. And then also, if somebody wants to, you know, text or call Amanda and say, hey, I want to come to your event, she can sign you up that way as well. Same as us. You can give us a call if you want to go through the whole process of going to the event. Right. This is, what I'll mention, is a free event.
Yes.
Free and as we all have said, Amanda is very much like us. No pressure. Just here to help you out. And, if you want to work with us, great. If you decide this was great information, but you're not for us, that's okay too. right? So we hope you don't make that decision. But honestly, we're not trying to sell you anything. We just are trying to educate everybody because the more everybody knows about the process, the easier it is for everybody, so including us. So, all right. So our number is 707-799-3617. 707-799-3617. And you can reach us there as well. So we'll give you all that information, but let's take a quick break.
And then we'll get back with the market update.
We'll give you a market update and all that good stuff. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team, and you've been listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Attention employers and HR managers. The most significant job fair in Sonoma County is Tuesday, March 3rd at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Register now at northbayjobfair.com. We'll deliver the resumes while you take advantage of job fair radio ad specials to magnify your recruitment. Find your next best employee at the March 3rd North Bay Job Fair, sponsored by Grayton Resort and Casino. Learn more and register your company or nonprofit today at northbayjobfair.com.
Now, back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're back.
Happy Sunday. Even though it's raining. That's okay.
We need it.
Our plants appreciate it. and the pollen in the air. I actually just started taking my allergy medicine again, because I'm like, gosh, why are my eyes itching? Why is it going? I'm like, oh yeah, because it's almost March, you know. Mm-hmm. Things are blooming, and there we go. So, but anyway, so it's nice when it rains and kind of clears the air and all that.
Definitely.
So we'll appreciate it for what it is, even though I'm not a fan. And as Stephanie always likes to remember, to remind people to go check your water runoff and the properties you're in escrow on. All
and
of
your own property. I mean, check where it's flooding.
Where's the water going?
Yes. Exactly.
Are your, and if there's things growing in your, where was, we were driving somewhere the other day, and there, it was a gas station. I forget where we were, but it's just full of weeds coming out.
in the gutters.
It's a garden in the gutters, and I think my rain gutters have one little weed coming out. I got to get up there and fix that. But anyway, yeah, good time to get, it's not raining very heavy, but it's always a good time to see where is the water going, and because water is incredibly intrusive and damaging.
Definitely,
it's a mighty force, and it will destroy your house if you let it. So good to keep an eye on that, even if you're not planning on selling. But if you are planning on selling, you really need to disclose what's happening with the water. There's some big questions about that. So know about it and pass
that on.
You know,
the water goes into the garage when it rains. Definitely want to disclose that.
Well, yeah. Or into, yeah, basements. Some people have basements in the older homes, and then it's like, why is everything up on raised platforms? It's like, oh, because the water comes in every time it rains. That's a disclosure. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about the numbers, what happened in real estate this last month. And not, no, sorry. Yeah,
This last week.
Stephanie has what happened this last week. I have what's currently going on, a current snapshot of what's happening in the real estate market. And this, again, is looking at all of Sonoma County. Every different price point, every size home, every type of home. And we break it down by single family home, condo, mobile home, multi-units, and land, buildable land. So here it goes. So active, currently active on the market right now. We have single family homes. We have 524. We have been seeing that slowly inch its way up. It was up in the like 800, you know, back at the end, towards, you know, the last quarter of 2025. But then it dropped like it usually does down to pretty low numbers. I think we were in the high fours. But now we're inching back up, as is normal for as we head into the spring market. So 524 active single family homes. The median price for that, those is $1,205,000. And then in escrow, there are 249 in escrow. That number is just kind of keeping up with what the inventory is, so that's good. $860,000 is the median price for what's in escrow. And the difference between those two numbers is because the active includes some high-priced listings that are sitting on the market, and more homes that are in that lower price point are going into escrow and selling, so we're seeing a much smaller median price for the in escrow than we see for the actual active on the market number. We like to tell them both to you, so you can keep an eye on what's happening. Anyway, so those are the, and the median is the middle of the market. So condos, we have 109 active condos on the market. That's a really big number. That one's come up just in the last couple of weeks. Come up over 100. We have 44 in escrow. 83 mobile homes in a park, and then 22 in escrow mobile homes, and then multi-units, which is 2 to 4 units, duplex, triplex, fourplex, 2 houses on one lot, 3 houses, 4 houses. Anything over that, you get into more of a commercial product. We don't usually look at that at our numbers, but we can give you that information if you're curious. So multi-units, there are 81 active multi-units with 21 in escrow, and land, buildable lands, finally down below 300 and staying there, which is good because we have way too much buildable land, residential land. It's now at 263. It was up over 300 for the first time in a few years. So it's back down a little bit. And then 35 in escrow. That number's actually up a little bit too. So we are selling some land finally.
Ooh.
So we have good news about our land too. We'll talk about it. I don't like to jinx things. So we'll tell you about it next week. We do have a piece of land on the market though.
We do.
It is on Coleman Drive. Drive? Road.
Drive.
On the hills above Lincoln Drive, which is off of 101 in San Rafael. So this is a beautiful 2.23 acre parcel, buildable residential land. It's listed at $100,000 and it's a bank owned property.
Views.
And then we also have, I want to give time for Stephanie to do those numbers, but I just remembered that we didn't mention our Humboldt Street property, which is really important to mention. This is a really cool property. So much opportunity because it has a converted garage into living space with its own bathroom and a little kitchenette. And it is attached under the same roof, but a very big separation of a nice breezeway going through. Beautiful yard. The main house is a two-bedroom, one bath, and so then you have the second bathroom in the garage conversion, which is really nicely done. It's all under one continuous roof. It's in the JC neighborhood, just real classic 1948 home. With a lot of the original touches left in place, which is nice to see. A lot of great storage in the house, some huge closets. But it's 2003 Humboldt Street. It's listed at 735 and currently active on the market. It's in the MLS. If you have a realtor, you can give them a call, say, hey, I want to go look at that, and we'll get you in there real quick. If you don't have a realtor, give us a call and say, hey, I want to go look at that, and we'll get you in real quick that way as well. It's in really good condition. The owner takes great care of it. It's, again, listed at 735, 2003 Humboldt Street. Stephanie, take it away with the numbers.
Okay, so from last Sunday to this Sunday for... Is it Sonoma County?
All of Sonoma County.
All of Sonoma County.
Single-family homes
single
only, right?
Single-family residential Sonoma County. Last Sunday to this Sunday, new listings 85 with a median list price of $924,000. Back on market, 9. Price reduction, 24. In escrow, 45. Pending, 43. And sold, 54 with a median sold price of $775,000 with an average of 100 days on the market.
100 days. That's a big one, but I think it probably had a couple of things that went into escrow that were,
I'm sure,
that were sitting for a really long time.
Definitely. So just want to say, per usual, congratulations to all of you who either bought or sold a home. It was a big process, and you did it, so congratulations.
Yay.
And there was a lot of people in the background helping get that done, so congratulations to them, too.
To everybody, yeah. Yes. It's such a big process and such a...
There's so many people involved.
There was a thing that I, not just the people involved, but the ripple effect that a home sale has on the community is huge because of all of the, you know, there's the inspectors that are in business and make money. There's the home improvement stores. There's the, you know, all the utility companies, the cable, you know, all of it. Every time a home sells, there's this huge ripple effect of how it affects. And there's a really cool graphic. I'll have to find it. But it really shows that it's not just as much as you think it's just about you. That's not just about you. But by buying a home and selling a home, you're contributing to the local economy, and it's in a really nice way. And so when we see home sales up for that reason, it's also good. And of course, it's about you, and congratulations and building that generational wealth that we like to talk about.
Yes, definitely.
And getting yourself in a position of security and safety and comfort in a place that you own means a lot.
Yes, it's a big deal.
And we're really passionate about it. It was huge for me when I bought my home. So I like to pass that on to other people. So anyway, if you have even, like I said, a twinkle in your eye of an inkling of wanting to own a home, or if you're passionate about it and I someday will own a home, come to our workshop, which is this Tuesday evening, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Go to our Facebook page, The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman, for information on that. We got to go, though. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We are the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to The Real Estate Hour. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman, the Norman Home Team on KSRO. Join them every Sunday morning at 9, covering every stage of a real estate transaction, from tips on buying and selling your home to North Bay market updates. Sonoma County real estate market knowledge from real estate professionals born and raised in the North Bay. You can reach Allison and Stephanie anytime. Call or text 707-799-3617. That's 707-799-3617. DRE license numbers 0172034 and 0220937. The Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, Sunday mornings at 9 on KSRO and KSRO.com.